David is in Charing Cross Hospital, it says on my screen. David, what would you like to say?
Well, I'm just amazed in this debate that all sorts of legal and godly people want to kind of pontificate on somebody else's behalf. I mean, I've got about 2 months to live. I've had loads of tumours, 17, 18, bowel, liver, now in the peritoneum. And it's always been clear from the outset that I'm in hospital. My wife's clear about it all. My boys are. My grandkids are. We all know we're down to the last couple of months or so. My plan is to make sure I have a quality of life rather than a quantity of life. So I'm in here for a little bit of an MOT, get rid of some fluid and what have you, so I can sit down for 2 or 3 weeks, watch the World Cup, because I'm a devoted Wales fan, and whatever then, pass quietly away. And I don't want to... I think for the last 12 weeks or something, I can go to a hospice, but you get all these kind of occupational therapists around who want to put rails up everywhere, bring your bed downstairs. I know I've got a very nice full bedroom house, but I don't want my house to start looking like it's a hospice. You know, I will leave my house when I realise that I'm not the person I've always been. Because I want my house to be full of memories.
Yeah.
Just me as I am, you know?
And if you could have the choice, and when you decide that effectively enough is enough, would you prefer to have the option of taking that step?
Well, I guess so. I mean, I would imagine that, you know, because nobody tells you, although all the oncologists and everything have been through these processes, but they don't tend to phone up and say, this is what happened to you in your last couple of weeks, you know, your liver tumour and hemorrhage or whatever, and you might have 3 or 4 days of ghastly pain or something, and we'll fill you up with morphine, I don't know what they do. Well, if as soon as the any kind of normal quality of my life goes, like I can't sit on the sofa, watch TV, eat an egg sandwich, then for me, it's time to go. So if somebody's next door with a couple of pills, I'd sit around with family, we'd say, okay, guys, this is it, good night, and that'd be the end of it. I think it's totally just a personal choice, you know? All the other people who rant on about God's spirituality or God this or God that, I just think a crooked view of things, you know? Because for most of them, their good is presumably an all-powerful God. He's a benevolent God. So then they should ask him, why the hell at 74, after a successful career in IT and whatever, he suddenly decided to give me this particular disease. And if he's all-powerful, he can stop it. Or if he's benevolent, he's choosing not to be benevolent, and he's being vindictive. So I'm afraid, you know, religion does nothing for me. And there are so many religions, any one of them can be possibly right. So I think the whole religious scenario is just stupid, you know, pathetic.
Well, David, thank you so much for your call. Our thoughts are with you. What a call to end our discussion. It really gives us all, I think, a lot of food for thought, maybe particularly the 330 MPs that voted against the assisted dying bill today.